Nuclear accident in Arkhangel in Russia's Arctic North last week has thrown suspicions of what exactly Russia has been doing. Max Tillman investigates.
The alleged nuclear explosion within the remote regions of Russia's Arctic Circle on August 8th is still shrouded in mystery. As many as 5 workers have been confirmed dead, and many more are currently being treated in Moscow. According to official Kremlin sources, the explosion that took place on August 8th near Arkhangel in the north of Russia concerned the propulsion system of a liquid fuel rocket engine. But since then, officials have denied any dangerous substances were released and that evacuation orders for nearby villages and towns were ever enacted. Is this a sign of concern by the Kremlin regarding the nature of the incident becoming public knowledge? Well, Dr. Alexei Muraviev is the head of the Department of Social Sciences and Security Studies at Curtin University.
Well, I think it's something that is quite typical when it comes to commenting on, more importantly, not commenting on classified tests and particular tests involving either secret developments of new weaponry and new armaments, or something that's to do with modernization of ongoing weapon systems that are currently being deployed with the Russian military. It's still unclear what triggered the explosion and what was actually being tested.
According to the Moscow Times, doctors at a hospital near Arkhangel who had treated base workers tested positive for elements of uranium-235. And while some reports have trickled through to media sources, Dr. Muraviev makes clear that Moscow's Ministry of Defense closing ranks around the situation is not uncommon.
The fact that the Kremlin keeps very tight lips about what has happened is driven by a number of reasons. One is, as I have said to you before, this is a standard tactic by Moscow, but also other governments who do not comment on anything to do with testing of new weapon systems or anything that relates to capability upgrades of existing weapon systems, particularly if these tests go wrong.
But what of the others? As the Arkhangel secret facility becomes public knowledge, little is known about the many other testing facilities throughout Russia's sprawling landmass.
A fairly vast network of testing grounds and special facilities to test different types of weaponry, given the fact that Russia remains one of very few nations that can produce and design the complete suite of weapon systems ranging from light firearms to strategic nuclear missiles.
But enough geopolitics. What about the science? Dr. Peter Karaskamos is a member of the Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Agency's Radiation Health and Safety Advisory Council. To the good doctor, Moscow reports of an issue with the Arkhangel base's isotope power sources are a sign of what could have been going on.
Some sort of a nuclear reactor that's blown up. It might not be a huge reactor, might not be a nuclear power reactor generating electricity, but the substantive elements of it are that of a nuclear reactor. It could be a low-power reactor, of course, but it's got isotopes in it and it's probably blown up.
And for Australia, our only nuclear facility is the high-flux nuclear reactor in Sydney's Lucas Heights. It's purely used for scientific purposes and not as an energy provider, although that doesn't make it any less important to plan for the worst.
Okay, well, the first and foremost concern is safety for workers and the surrounding communities. So if you assess that there's a potential, or indeed there is a significant fallout of radioactivity, then you need to take appropriate steps. So you'd evacuate.
In fact, despite appearing relatively toothless in comparison to larger projects like Chernobyl, Lucas Heights still poses a risk to workers.
And 2 years ago, there was a worker who experienced a spill, and this, I might add, is in the public domain. It was a spill where she got exposed to enough radioactivity to give her radioactive burns to her hands.
While reports of radiation drifting towards Norway and the Baltic states have raised concerns over the potential damage from the Arkhangel incident, the real question is what will happen now. And, as they say in politics, There's no better confirmation than an official denial.